You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Can we talk about the silver platter teenager generation? I think it's because of social media. And I know when we were kids, they had commercials, but it just was a slower burn. Like, you had to have TV shows in between commercials. It wasn't like every minute of the day there was something for a kid to be obsessed about and want. And I ranted on TikTok about the 10-year-olds at Sephora, but I wanted to talk about the teenagers at Sephora, because I'm not kidding. A year and a half ago was the first time in my life I would ever have the cojones to order a $50 blush or lip gloss. Like, it makes me sick. I'm going to have to talk to a therapist about the fact that I ordered a Stanley cup for $35 that has like a little handle and it's supposed to not topple over, because I know that like Five Below and everybody else have, and TJ and everywhere else have like $5 versions of it. And yes, they're knockoffs of it, so I should like want the original Hermes bag, I guess. But like, look at my assistant. She has a Stanley cup. Danielle, a woman I work with, she has a Stanley cup. Like, women on a budget, working women on a budget. I'm looking at them like, who the fuck do you guys think you are, having Stanley cups? You spend $40 on a cup? And they're like, they love their cup. They idolize their cup. They take care of their cup. They pet their cup. The ice, they got the whole fucking ice thing. The ice from last night has lasted till today. I'm like, my ice and my shitty cup from TJ lasted till today too. It started years ago with the swell bottle. Like, we understand the ice concept. Guess what? Thermos did it too a long time ago. And it'll stay hot. You eating soup out of your Stanley cup? So anyway, these kids, can we go get boba? Can we get Starbucks? The Drunk Elephant Bronzy Drive? Like, they want everything. And they want it now. And it's like, it's just so fast. And I know I sound like the one who's like, my day, we took a horse and carriage to go to Target. Like, I know, but like, it's just a lot right now. The teenager age is just silver platter anyway to begin with. Your life is the games and the practices and the schedule and the concert at school and the, I mean, God, we serve at the pleasure of the teenagers. I serve at the pleasure of Bryn Hoppy. I serve at the pleasure. I talked about this a little to Holly Madison, but I think we should talk about the rate of divorce and its connection to young people wanting so badly to be married. So there's so many different things to break down here. The rate of divorce is high. It's over 60%, I think. And think about the number of people that you know that are married, not divorced, who are not happy. And I talk about how people who are in quote unquote traditional marriages do judge people in non-traditional marriages. But I believe that non-traditional is working because people are being honest about the fact that they are married to someone that is not them. They're not married to a clone. That person has their own cultural beliefs, their own ideology, their own moral beliefs, their own business ethics and business style. Do they believe in horoscopes? Do they like to ski? Do they like a sunny vacation? What about being strict parenting, indulgent? Two different people getting married means two different ideals. And so in many cases, two different people means two different previous spouses, two different sets of children, blending, different ages. Like, these are things that have to come together. So how do you make that work? It's often with non-traditional. Some people don't see each other every day. Some people don't have dinner together every night. Some people travel a lot. Some people have long distance relationships. Some people don't like their in-laws. You know, some people have a disparity in income. There are a million different ways. And I've seen from Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, who for years weren't actually married, which would seem like something to judge, weren't legally married, that they sort of indicated that it works for them because they both are on different paths but have similar sensibilities about where those paths are leading. And they never thought it was going to be one thing. It's a living and breathing organism that has highs and lows and ins and outs, and it ends up in a different place. Neil Patrick Harris, I heard recently, say something similar. And I think about the young generation that is marketed marriage, marketed. We buy makeup because of marketing. We buy a Stanley Cup because of marketing. We buy a brand of cottage cheese or, go on a vacation or stay at a hotel or buy a shirt because of marketing. Why would we not be getting married because of marketing? Because you're marketed the dress. Oh, don't you want to pick out a dress? Don't you want to? You're doing the lace on the top or the big fairy princess. You're going to get to be the star. If you're not an actual star, you get to be the star, the belle of the ball. You get to be a princess. So how intoxicating is that? You get a ring. You're going to get a gorgeous ring. What's it going to be? Is it oval? Is it heart? Is it marquee? What are the side stones? What? That's a big thing. That's exciting. You get to make your friends jealous. You've got Prince Charming. You get to like live this life and act as if you just have such an enviable life because you're getting married. And where are you going on your honeymoon? So all of this is marketed, and why wouldn't you want to buy it? You want to flip through the magazines. You get to pick out florals. What are you going to eat? What's the cake? Oh my God. It's all about you. Everyone's fawning over you. You get to have another party. You can have an engagement party. You can have a bridal shower. You can, you know, do so many different things. And you're going to get all these gifts. You get to register. This is the stuff that we're marketed. And the problem is we spend more time thinking about the foreplay and the marketing than the actual main act, which is an actual marriage that you have your whole life to have if you choose to do it. And what does that entail? And how are you choosing? Are you choosing wisely? Are you spending enough time really thinking about the nuts and bolts, what the bench looks like when you're 75, if someone's sick, what the finances look like, what a divorce, God forbid, looks like? It's a fact. You can't be a dummy. If 60% of business deals fail, which probably the number's higher, doesn't it sound insane to not have a prenup? And isn't it something that you want to walk into really understanding the terms? You get a divorce, what happens? What's the child's situation going to be like? What about custody? What about religion? What about medicine? What about college? What about, you know, all that stuff? But the point is, I think that the fairy tale is being marketed to young people, and it's also relating to their motivation. Young women in particular want to bag a rich guy. They want a good looking, but really, they definitely would love someone to take care of them. It's a lot of young girls that really talk to each other about wanting to bag a rich guy. Now you bag a rich guy. You give up power if you don't have your own money, if you're not working. You give up power. You give up decision-making, even in ways that aren't so tangible. The tangible ways are on where are you going to go on a vacation? Yes, you're both going to weigh in on where you want to go on a vacation. And you'll have a lot more leverage in the beginning of the marriage when your husband isn't sick of you like you're sick of him. But ultimately, he or she who makes the goal makes the rules. You're going to buy a house. You're just going to go buy a house on your own without having to ask your husband permission. You're going to go buy a Rolex or some Van Cleef earrings or a $350 facial treatment or something without asking permission? No, because they who make the goal make the rules. And what if you don't love your in-laws? You don't want to like hang out with them for a whole weekend, or you don't want them to just stop by all the time. Yes, that's not related to money, but if your in-laws know that your husband is supporting you, your in-laws are going to use that as leverage too. Because he supports you. So then therefore you have to go along with the program, their program. So don't be so quick to think that you meet a rich guy that you're taken care of and you're set for the rest of your life. Two things in life that people don't want to do anymore is run for president or host an award show. Running for president sounds like the worst fucking job ever. You have like a drooling man who is, you know, like a bowl of oatmeal running the country, no problem. And you've got Joe Coy up on stage basically being like, oh, you didn't like that one? My writers wrote it. Like throwing his own writers under the bus and then being trashed and made fun of. He did finish the fucking race. And then he's up there like a child at a recital being like, can I start over? Wait a second. Saying like, wait a minute, I only got the gig 10 years ago. Like, wah, wah. I don't know why Joe Coy was hosting the Golden Globes, respectfully. I know who he is. I saw one of his movies. And I don't know if he was at the level to be hosting the fucking Golden Globes. I really don't. I think I'm as equipped to host the Golden Globes as Joe Coy. And he shit the bed. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at an awards show. Joe Coy shit the bed. Chelsea Handler hosted a show and the ratings are down 20%. Sounds like a horrific gig. Call me. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, Cozy Earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for
more info now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Let's talk about lab-grown diamonds. Someone I work with was telling me that a lot of her friends have rings that don't seem like the size of rings that would be appropriate for them based on their economic status, which leads me to believe that these are lab-grown diamonds. They're not cubic zirconia. I don't know what moissanite is exactly. I thought that was a lab-grown diamond. I think it's like a different thing. There's another thing, zeolite. I think there are these branded non-diamonds. But a lab-grown diamond is a diamond. It's just grown in a lab. So now that's significantly less expensive. It's still expensive, but like you're going to get a 4.5-carat lab-grown diamond, probably $5,000, $6,000. You're going to get a 4.5-carat, you know, not spectacular quality diamond, just good quality diamond for $50,000. So it's got to be, it's costing 10%, it sounds like. So this is like a serious thing to discuss. And is this going to be something where people are not going to be buying diamonds anymore? They're only going to be buying lab grown? Or is this going to be like Hermes, where diamonds are still going to be elite and they're flourishing in, you know, the Harry Winston and the Oscar Heyman and the Graff worlds of brands, but also the dupes are flourishing as well. Like, I don't think there's ever been a time that Hermes has been bigger and Chanel's been bigger, but I also don't think there's ever been a time where dupes and replicas and fake bags have been as big. So I think both areas have exploded. And the question is that fronting and stunting? Is it fronting and stunting to have a 5-carat lab-grown diamond when your fiance can really only afford a 2-carat diamond? Do we go big or go home, or do we want a 2-carat diamond? You know, I sit here, I'd want the paperwork, the GIA, I'm putting in my safe, a real diamond. It does mean something. Because otherwise, what does anything mean? What does anything mean? Why does anything need to be real anymore? So the question is it would annoy you if you knew someone couldn't really afford the giant diamond that was on their hand, but they're wearing it because they're fronting and stunting, and it's lab grown? It's one of those things that would really annoy girls about other girls. It would annoy the girls that have the real diamond. Because it's like, you don't get to wear a t-shirt that says, my diamond's real. This bitch over here, hers is lab grown. Let me tell you about a little scandal that's going on over on TikTok. TikTok is its own planet, its own universe, its own world. It has its own rules, its own laws, its own scandals, its own news stories, its own things that go on that you don't know about. It's a world. In that world, there's a man who owns a bronzer company. And Michaela, who's a famous TikTok beauty influencer, who has transcended and doing well on Instagram too, but she's a social media influencer. And she's like the Oprah of beauty because she can move a product. So she talked about this bronzer product. And this guy who owns a competing bronzer brand said that the brand she was talking about copied his brand. So allegedly, she told him by text or phone or something that she was going to review his bronzer brand in the next couple of days. He spent $10,000 to make sure he had enough product ahead of time, and she didn't review it, and he called her out, how Michaela cost me $10,000. And most of the internet is about, like, it's not a binding contract. And so this is her business and there are no guarantees. And while we understand you were preparing, you shouldn't have spent ahead of the brand. And it really was an interesting conversation because, you know, she gets so many different products. She might not have known what she was even agreeing to. She might have a team who disagrees with her choice to do that. She might have a competing product she's supposed to promote, or she may not actually like his product and doesn't want to diss him on top of his product being copied. There are 1,000 different reasons why she might not have posted about it, but she didn't post about it. And he's claiming she cost him $10,000. He cost himself $10,000. He wrote a $10,000 check and got bullish. He was bullish in the market versus just letting her video come out. She could have said she hated the product, by the way. Anything can happen in a courtroom. So it's just funny that he also may have just been in the queue and she wasn't going to talk about it for months. She might just have a lot of things to talk about because she probably gets 100 boxes a week. I get products and 7 months later, I'll first talk about something. So I just found it to be a very interesting thing because it's sort of like giving entitlement and like, I'm going to spend $10,000. My whole life's going to change. Michaela's going to talk about me. And therefore, it's her fault that she didn't. Like, that is such fucking gaslighting. She said she was going to talk about it. And by the way, I fucking changed my mind. Maybe I don't like the product. Maybe I don't like you. Change your fucking mind. Anything can happen in business. Do not rely on anyone else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.